On now is Experimental Performance Art Festival LiveWorks, a 10-day celebration of dynamic live art at Carriage Works. To wrap it all up, next weekend is Day for Night, a 12-hour entertainment extravaganza celebrating queer performance and party culture, featuring the likes of Benji Ra, Nicole Barakat, Stereogamous, Brendan McLean and Marcus Whale. On hosting duties, though, is the fabulous and newly crowned Miss First Nations Ultimate Drag Queen, Josie Baker, and she joins you on the line now. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
How are you going?
I'm going great. How are you?
I'm great. First of all, I just want to start with congratulations with your recent win.
Thank you. Yes, it's a huge honour and a huge responsibility and, you know, a lot of glitz and glamour to come. This is my first second talk on live air about the crown and about what's to come next, so very privileged.
Now, you are hosting a Day for Night as part of LiveWorks. For the uninitiated, what is it?
It's just a huge festival of experimental art, live performance. So this is my first performance after being crowned as Miss First Nation. So it's just a huge collaborative of sexuality, race. We've got some land rights issues, performances of the queer community. So it's a lot of colour and a lot of excitement.
Sorry, is it really your first performance since being crowned?
Yeah, so I've had a bit of a break. So next week it's heels on, makeup on, and ready to go.
Amazing. Any hint of what you'll be actually performing, or is it all hush-hush?
It's all hush-hush, but definitely a bit of Aretha in there.
Nice. You can't go wrong there. You really can't go with Aretha.
Yeah.
Now, it is a stacked program because it's 12 hours long, this massive party. So what's going to go down?
Well, there's a whole heap of things. I mean, there's all artists from Asia Pacific, there's me. So it's just a whole collaborative of the queer community. I can't give away too much, but everything's in the program.
Stacked program, 12 hours worth. I'm looking at a bit of it.
12
now.
Hours. I'm not working for 12 hours. I'm just on there for maybe half an hour, but.
But you're part of it. I mean, we've got Benji Ra, we've got Stereogamous DJing, Mark as well, debuting some new stuff with Athena Thebus. You've got Brendan McLean, Salote Tawale.
And Jameson, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Is anyone?
Matt Randall.
Mm-hmm. So many things. Is anybody in particular that you're looking forward to seeing there?
I'm looking forward to seeing everyone there, actually. This is my first time at the actual festival, so I'm pretty excited and anxious as well.
From the way you described Day for Night, it did sound like a bit of a protest party as well. What kind of elements can we expect of that?
So, like I said before, there's a lot of issues around sexuality and race and land rights from the Indigenous community. Get ready to be stunned and wowed.
I mean, the queer culture and party scene, it was, you know, back in the 90s, it was quite in your face, but also very edgy and non-mainstream. But we're kind of seeing a lot more of it interacting with mainstream. Do you think people will still be shocked when they come to it?
I think they'll be shocked, I guess, because they'll be weighing up their interpretation of different things as well. And also, it's a bit of a learning curve as well, so which is good. We're always learning.
For sure. But it sounds like a fantastic event. Can't wait for it. And seeing you all glammed up.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. My first performance, so come on down. I'm on around 6:30, but the festival starts at 12 o'clock on that day. So it's a whole day of on your feet, glitz, glamour, and cutting edge works from all across Australia and Asia Pacific.
Fantastic. Oh, well, Josie, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. That there was the first ever crowned Miss First Nations Ultimate Drag Queen, Josie Baker, talking about the day for night event at Liveworks. Liveworks is on now at Carriageworks. Do check out their program. Just head to the Performance Space website. But this is happening next weekend on Saturday from 12 p.m. 12-hour party, pretty much. Part performance, part dance party. Do bring some comfy shoes to dance in.